This is the rundown with Rubio for Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. Everything happens for a reason. Over 1,000 illegal immigrants went to the New York City's City Hall, stood outside, and most of them were for Africa or Haiti, and decided what they needed was more housing and more financial assistance. So they're here illegally, they're already getting stuff, and now, instead of being, they're starting to move them from the luxury hotels into shelters, and they don't want that anymore. They're like, no, no, man, keep us here or give us more. New York, you voted for it. This is what you got. There are winners and losers in life. Bakersfield City Council had a meeting, and this lady gets up. You know, you can go up and start talking, have what you have in mind for the city and all that. And she starts yelling, basically saying, hey, I want to cease fire right now against Gaza. Everyone's like, what do you think we're going to do? Like, if we say, yes, we're going to have a ceasefire against Gaza, do you think they're going to listen? We're Bakersfield, California. It's about halfway up between San Francisco and LA. No one cares. Why would we do that? And she says, I'm going to go to your house and we're going to murder you. So immediately they arrest her after. And so the next day they show her in court crying. Well, what did you expect? Number one, you're an idiot for thinking that Bakersfield has anything to do with Gaza. Number two, you can't go around threatening people. Number three, California, finally, you did something right. Throw her in jail. Accept and embrace. Idaho Supreme Court has upheld voter ID laws requiring voters to show a valid driver's license, a passport, tribal card, or concealed weapons permit. Good. Why is this so hard? Why is this an argument against every state should have this? You should have to have an ID to vote. If you can't figure out how to get an ID at this time, you shouldn't be allowed to vote. You shouldn't do it. Working hard is not enough. Caitlin Clark was the number one overall pick of the WNBA draft, and she's making about just over $300,000 for a four-year contract. Her first year, she's making about $76,000, and her fourth year, she'll be making $95,000. Of course, everyone's complaining, oh my God, I can't believe she's the number one player in the WNBA, and look how small her contract is. Look how small her contract is. They don't make any money. The WNBA makes no money. Look at the season ticket sales. Look at who's watching the games. No one. If you want to pay them more, which great, pay them as much as you want, but you got to bring in more money. The WNBA loses money every single season. They're just subsidized by the NBA. So if you want to pay them more, but you have to make more money, or unless you're just not a capitalist. Confidence is the key. John Cougar Mellencamp decided to cut his concert short last night after someone told him, hey, just sing songs, buddy, because he goes on stage and he starts doing basically propaganda for Joey B, how Joey B is the best, El Trumpo bad, blah, blah, blah. And he's been known for this. And finally, someone just said, hey, man, we're tired. Just sing the damn song. Sing about Jack and Diane. Do what you got to do. Sing about some pink houses. And John Cougar has a hissy fit. It says, concert's done. I'm done. If you have any questions, you can email rubio@therubiomethod.com.
Hey, so what is the best part about working at One Shots?
The family. I love my coworkers.
Good people, good energy. You could be creative. So I like One Shots.
We have a small, tight-knit community here, and I like working with all of our locals and meet new people from all over the country.
Our dedicated staff is ready to work for you. ArcBeat specializes in custom apparel. Call us or order online. Free shipping nationwide. Custom printed shirts are our specialty, and we make sure you get exactly what you want. Bring in your own design or let our team create one for you. Promote your business, event, or club with pens, caps, bottles, mugs, and more.
Creating cool since 1985.